She slipped off the shoulder strap of her dress, so that one part, one tiny part, of one nipple was exposed. Desire is not what you see, but what you imagine. Ralph Hart was looking at a woman with dark hair and wearing dark clothes who was sitting on the floor of his living room and was full of absurd desires, like having an open fire burning in the middle of summer. Yes, he would like to imagine what those clothes were hiding. He could guess the size of her breasts, and he knew that she didn't really need the bra she was wearing, although perhaps she had to wear it for her work. Her breasts were neither large nor small. They were simply young. Her eyes gave nothing away. What was she doing here? Why was he encouraging this absurd, dangerous relationship? When he had no problems finding women, he was rich, young, famous, good-looking. He loved his work. He had loved women whom he had subsequently married. He had been loved. He was someone who, according to all the rules and norms, should have been able to shout out loud, "I'm happy!" But he wasn't. While most of humanity was scrabbling for a piece of bread, a roof over their head and a job that would allow them to live with dignity, Ralph Hart had all of that, and it only made him feel more wretched. If he looked back on what his life had been lately, he had perhaps managed 2 or 3 days when he had woken up, looked at the sun or the rain, and felt glad to see the morning, just happy, without wanting anything, planning anything or asking anything in exchange. Apart from those few days, the rest of his existence had been wasted on dreams, both frustrated and realized, a desire to go beyond himself, to go beyond his limitations. He had spent his life trying to prove something, but he didn't know what or to whom. He looked at the beautiful woman before him. She had asked him to desire her, and he desired her intensely, far more than she could imagine. But it wasn't her breasts or her body. It was her company he desired. He wanted to put his arms around her and to sit in silence. That would be enough. Life was made up of simple things. He was weary of all the years he had spent searching for something, though quite what he didn't know. And yet, if he did that, if he touched her, all would be lost. For despite the light he could see in Maria, he wasn't sure she realized how good it was for him to be by her side. Was he paying? Yes, and he would continue paying for as long as it took to win her, to sit with her by the lakeside and speak of love, and to hear her say the same thing. It was best not to take any chances, not to rush things, not to say anything.